This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, it's time for us to discuss what's going on in the world of news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen here, sort of, I don't know if I'd refer to myself as a mastermind. Rich, do you think I'm a mastermind? Maybe.
Depends on what you're trying to mine.
If that's so.
Good. Sometimes you're the master.
Okay, thank you. All right, that's the voice of Rich McFadden, who's at Radio America in Washington. I visited with him during the week. Also, I could have visited with you, Rick, except it was late at night when I drove through New Jersey the other night, so I didn't get to stop at WDEL in Wilmington. That's where Rick is. And I didn't get to see Victoria, but I see her all the time anyway. She's from the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. We're here to discuss the issues of the week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. I'm going to do something a little different this week.
Here we go.
Excuse me?
Yes, hello?
That was condescending of you to say Yeah, it was a little bit. Okay, so we know the impeachment's big. We know the debates are big. I want to go to the debates and find out what it is that our friend, I say this lovingly because I think everybody should be our friends. I'm not voting for her. I think she'd be a nightmare and a half. Senator Elizabeth Warren referred to in the Democratic debate Mayor Pete, there's this wine thing, the wine cave Pete.
The wine cave, yeah.
Right. So you want to take the first shot at that one, Rick? Go ahead.
Sure, why not? They're all trying to raise money. You know, elections cost a lot of money. They're very expensive. And Pete Buttigieg knows people out in Silicon Valley and out in California who are billionaires. And they went out to the Napa Valley and said, hey, we've got $900 bottles of wine. Give us $500 minimum. You can stop in and meet Pete Buttigieg. He's running for president. They said, sure, why not? Because it's not atypical. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders would like to make a big point of we have small amount of money.
Yeah, but they have always
$35.
Warren,
that's true.
Yeah, come on. These guys.
Warren's making a big point of it now.
I don't know about. I think maybe Bernie is pretty true to himself in this one. But Warren she's such a hypocrite across the board. She's such a hypocrite. And this is
surprisingly, this whole idea of wine cave became a meme, and it's all over social media.
That's right.
Wine cave, yeah. Funny. It's ridiculous because it doesn't have anything to do with policy. It just has to do with appearances.
Her desperation is what it has
to do
with.
It's, what is so interesting about this, he was ready for this, which is interesting that he was. He pointed out that she was a millionaire.
Yep.
And this is accurate, that she transferred, I believe it's accurate, that she transferred millions of dollars she'd raised for her Senate account while she also held the same closed door high dollar fundraisers that she now says are, you know, these are just terrible, terrible, terrible because she's not doing them on this campaign.
Yeah. Listen to Rich. He loves this. They're such hypocrites, though. I think of all of them, I think Mayor Pete is probably the least hypocritical.
Wine cave. And he's not a millionaire, and he pointed out.
Yet.
He will
yet.
Be. All politicians.
All
these guys.
You can't condemn somebody for what they're not yet.
I don't even see condemning them. What the hell is wrong with being successful in America?
You know what's wrong with it? When you are a public servant and you become rich from the side deals, that is what's wrong with it. I don't.
When you become a millionaire after just 2 years in the Senate,
How did Nancy Pelosi get all of her money?
Right.
How did the Bushes get all of their money? How did the Clintons get all of their money?
Can we be clear here? Her husband has money.
He has money because of contracts. Both she and Feinstein have had their husbands have bid on jobs and gotten government work and family. You dig into the families of both of those people, and they're up to their mickeys in government contracts.
But Trump's making billions of dollars by having people stay in his hotels.
Let's be clear. Her husband has money, not her. And let's also be clear, Mayor Pete,
which one are we talking about?
At this point, have money. He was the only one up there who doesn't have.
What's wrong with having money? I've had it with and without, and I'll take it with, thank you.
No, if nothing's wrong with having money, but once you become a public servant and you take my money to make your money, then I have a problem.
Well,
there you
go.
Yeah.
All right. So,
well done.
There's that. This is a little inside, like Paul Harvey
Andrew
used to
Yang
have.
Andrew Yang was good, by the way. Andrew Yang
you
was
thought
good.
So? Yeah. I think. Well, one of the things that I found, I thought it was interesting that Bernie and Biden, most of the male candidates couldn't answer the question that came about what Obama said recently. Well, he said it before. I've said it. Richie, you've heard me talk about this for years, that if women rule the country or run the world, it would be a lot better place. I've always thought that. And Obama said it. And so the candidates were asked that, and Bernie, and Joe Biden, I guess if you're running against a woman, what are you going to say? They're better than you are? I suppose.
Well, let me be the first one to disagree with you, Doug.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I went through a list of women who, had given the opportunity, had found themselves to be as capable of being corrupt as any guy. And it's not just Philadelphia. Like a dozen of them such. Well, yeah, there's Hillary as well. And, of course, our own first female governor, Ruth Ann Minner, here in Delaware, too. No, I truly believe that given the opportunity, you'll find just as great a percentage of women who will find themselves in opportunities of corruption as men.
Well, maybe I should be broader with my comments.
That's actually unlikely in public office.
I'm more referring to the world in general. My business acumen over the years has been to surround myself with as many women as possible. Richie will have a dig at that.
I'm in the same group, buddy.
Yeah, but I mean, the program I do Monday through Friday, DJV, hello, I'm one guy and there's three women on it with me. I don't know that I have to say much more than that. But the people who have worked with me over the years in
radio's own sultan.
Radio's what? Would you say?
Radio's own sultan. You have your own harem around.
Well,
you
know. Go that far, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Also, with regard to,
but not asking the woman here what she thinks. They're just gonna.
Well, I was reading. Listen, I have to ask you. Since when do I have to ask you anything?
Well, because you're all talking, and when three men talk at once, it usually isn't possible for a fourth voice to get in
with
there.
You?
And it just you're very
capable of inserting yourself. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, so I shall speak now that I've cleared the room rather effectively with that ruse.
Yours or mine?
My ruse. What I will say is this, that generally speaking on the world stage, and that's what President Obama was speaking about, when you see dictators, they tend to be men. When you see these men holding on to powers, as I just said, they tend to be men. You don't tend to see women doing that. You do tend to see women in power in democratic countries. Now, that's not to say that that might not change in the future when you see more women in power. We've not seen that yet, but that is what I'm saying. Are women capable of being corrupt? Of course they are. Women have the same capability for corruption as men do, and you can scour and look for that. However, that's what he was referring to.
All right. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Jones is here, along with Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. The impeachment up next here. It's 15 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. All right, so let's get back to the second or first. It depends on your point of view. I think the debates were number one. Impeachment probably number one with most people. What I found interesting, and I'm driving across the country this week as I listen to a lot of different radio. I'm listening to public broadcasting. I actually listened for a couple of hours to that embarrassing pile of crap that Ooh. Came out of the... It was embarrassing to listen to those people. The congressman, back and forth, in real time, I was listening to the impeachment hearing.
I thought you were talking about a host.
No, I think the hosts, for the most part, are okay over there. Anyway, although, did you see that Adam Driver was being interviewed on Fresh Air, and he walked out of the studio on... Gross.
But Morning Edition and really? All Things Considered does a good job in the afternoon.
Well, it's interesting because he doesn't like the sound of his own voice, and his aide or assistant said to them, "Please don't play him singing because he doesn't want to hear that." And they did it anyway. And he said, "God, I can't stand my own voice," and he left. Yeah. I know,
kind of childish. Okay, anyway,
hashtag extreme.
Yeah. The point that we'll get to
impeachment
later
impeachment.
Is the impeachment, the listening to the radio, news talk radio, up 18% this week of this stuff. People wanting to listen to, and I found myself listening and thinking, what a disgrace. That's what I thought as I listened to these people on both sides. They're not articulate. They don't really have any great new ideas. They seem the same old stuff back and forth. And it's just embarrassing for the country, I thought. What was more embarrassing? Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
No, I'm just saying, I can't help but approach this with a sense of humor. And for me, the drinking game was every time a Republican said he didn't do anything wrong, you take a sip. When a Democrat says clear and present danger, you take a sip. And within 20 minutes, you lose command of the English language. That was my version of the impeachment.
That's very good. And then, to add insult to injury, Putin says, Trump's my man. That was also.
That's not what you want if you're Trump. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. A very interesting story in the Post, which has done some great reporting on this, saying that Trump told a former senior White House official that he knew Ukraine was to blame for the 2016 election meddling because Vladimir Putin told him so, and that the president reportedly embraced these Ukrainian interference theories insistently after he met privately with Putin at that G20 summit in 2017.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so that's a surprise to you?
It's not a surprise, but I think it's interesting because that does suit Putin.
Yeah, all these guys are the same. They kind of have the same cloth as far as I'm concerned. Any of them. All of them, in fact. All right, 21 after the hour. You're listening to the talk radio review of the hot hits, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The Talk Radio Roundup, or the review, if you will, of the links that we have on our News Talk Radio. This is a Ouija board I've got in front of me here with Victoria Jones. She's at the DC Radio Company, and Rick Jensen, WDEL, in Wilmington. Rich McFadden is at the studios in Radio America in Washington. And so we're looking at these stories, or talking about the story, not looking at them because radio. You want to look at them, go to talkers.com. You can see the list there anytime you'd like. The number 10 item holiday movies. I'm going to go backwards now. I started with the two top ones. The whole business of Star Wars, and we were just talking about this during the break. It's critic proof. It's going to do $200 million or close to it this weekend, it's the end. It wraps up a lot of stuff. But you think Disney, now that it owns this property, isn't going to keep Star Wars going? Of course it is. They'll dream up some other way of using the Star Wars theme, create new things. Maybe they can talk about the life of Yoda. Those disgusting, those little child Yoda.
Look at the Disney streaming app.
Baby Yoda.
What's the series that they've got on the app now? I mean, that's doing really well.
Yeah, all that stuff is going to be fine.
But isn't it striking, though, that even Steven Spielberg went out and did this rather dull and occasionally amusing video just slamming The Rise of Skywalker?
For what purpose? That's what I always
think
wonder.
He hates it.
Because he doesn't follow the storyline that he has in his head, I would imagine.
Yeah,
so maybe
they
need to go back to him and come up with another one. All right, anyway, Jimmy Kimmel had all the stars of Star Wars on earlier this week. It was a wonderful, I'm not a fan necessarily of him in general, but it was a wonderful, just a great, warm experience to see them all there together. And especially Anthony, what's his face, that plays C-3PO. The audience loved him. Love.
He's so great.
He's the only one. He started. He was in the first one in 1970. He's been doing that for 42 years. That's all I've done for 42 years is play C-3PO.
Wow. Yeah, cool.
Imagine that and how it goes back. I remember fondly seeing Star Wars in 1977. It was really a fabulous experience. It really was. And still are.
You watched it in your crib?
Say again, my crib? What?
You watched it in your crib, of course.
Was it in my crib?
That's no, when you watched it in 77.
My son was in the crib at that time.
Oh.
Matter of fact. Let's see. the British election. And I need Victoria on this because I get I'm going bananas. I think this guy is such a buffoon, and he's what am I missing here about the suicidal race against the clock and against Europe and against the world? What do they have up their sleeve that the average person doesn't know about that makes people think they're going to be okay after they lose their biggest trading partner?
They're not. They're not, but
they're
you this was going to happen. And
they're not what? What does it mean, they're not what? They're not
going to
lose their
biggest
trading
partner? They're not going to be okay.
No,
particularly since he's going to do this hard Brexit in 1 year. But I can tell you why he won. One of the reasons he won big was because a lot of voters stayed home, not because a lot of voters stayed out, came out for him, because people don't like Boris Johnson and they don't trust Boris Johnson, but they absolutely hate Jeremy Corbyn for numerous reasons, including that he's the worst candidate
all
in
right,
the history
so,
of
okay,
candidates.
Okay, so let's
same
talk
thing as here in the United States.
Yeah, I was gonna thank you. Let's talk philosophically about this
there
for a minute.
A lot of lessons.
How is it that we get these? Is it that we get what we deserve? We have all these horrible leaders, these people that go to jail, the people that work around these people that are really bad dudes.
It's the pendulum. And the pendulum swung so far one way, and now it's swung back the other. And for some reason, I don't know why, it's not swinging back yet. It always does. It always does. The pendulum
well,
always
swings. And it's not going to. And what's so interesting, I mean, Labour is divided among itself, as the Democratic Party is. And if Labour can't sort itself out, it's going to be in obscurity, in darkness for maybe a decade, maybe 2 decades.
Very discouraging.
And they're throwing Jeremy Corbyn out unceremoniously. He was ripped a new one for 20 minutes the day after the election by a defeated member of parliament who'd come in to clear out her desk. Yes, you do it the day after. But the people who are running for leadership are also on the left. They need a more moderate leader, because that's where the electorate is right now.
That's right, and you
they
see that in America
left,
as well.
But they're moderate.
All right,
left.
Hold on. 28 past the hour. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At last night's final Democratic debate of the year in Los Angeles, 6 of the 7 candidates on stage were targeting South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg at times, slamming him for holding a high-end fundraiser at a California wine cave recently. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren saying that billionaires in wine caves should not be picking the next president.
I said to anyone who wants to donate to me, if you want to donate to me, that's fine. But don't come around later expecting to be named ambassador.
Part of Mayor Pete's response?
According to Forbes magazine, I am literally the only person on this stage who's not a millionaire or a billionaire. This is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's still an impasse on what the next steps in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump will be. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Time to continue with our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. Thanks to the research done at Talkers Magazine, as I've said many times, and we'll say probably many times in the few years that will come down the pike. It's a great way for you to understand what's going on. A lot of people love this format. I looked at some of the numbers, as I love to do, because I've been in this business a long time, and the numbers are holding up. And you'd expect that. The impeachment is one reason, but the election and the attention to that sort of thing. But then there's so many other things that are going on in the world that are worth our attention, worth talking about, so many fabulous things. This Russian spy ship is number 7 this week on the countdown. Back to Boris Yeltsin and the balsam that he's got. He's basically thumbing his nose. And apparently this ship has, this is not the first trip for this ship to be in, off of the coast. It's just outside, right, the international waters. So what are they looking at? Are they just there to taunt us? Just say they're there because they can be there. What's the real... Anybody got any insight into this?
Yeah, it's not the first time they've done it. The Military Times has an interesting article about it. They do such great reporting. And U.S. Northern Command and the Coast Guard have been tracking it. It's a spy ship with electronic surveillance gear. Hello. And apparently,
that's Bernie Sanders' campaign theme.
I can hear it. I can hear it.
And, anyway, NORAD and NORTHCOM have been conducting air and maritime operations, and this it's called the Viktor Leonov, and it's quite a naughty ship. It did it in 2017. And
what is it? What makes it naughty?
It was far from the coast then in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Near Connecticut.
Well, that's where the that's the sub base.
Think about this.
Rotten. Yeah.
NORAD is simultaneously going to be following
watching
a Russian
Santa Claus
sub and
the
Santa Claus.
Yes.
Let's hope they don't get too pissed off and bomb Santa Claus.
They call it the Santa sub.
Okay, perfect. All right, so next up on the list here are our relations with China. And I can't help but think of the fact that I'm sort of shocked that they even carried the debate between the candidates, and so they pulled the plug on it when they got to what, Rick, you were talking. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL, by the way. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden at Radio America. Doug Steffen. So what did you say they pulled the plug at what point in the debate when they were talking about China, right? Something to do with China?
When Buttigieg was asked about that, he started talking about China, and they pulled a plug. But I got to get back to what you asked. Why would they broadcast in the first place when you know China is going to be coming up in the conversation?
Right. Well, they're trusting their people. Maybe people are clamoring for it. You know, the Chinese, the citizenry of China is changing dramatically in what they want. And the government, that was one of the things, Victoria, that came out in that Epoch Times event that we went to last week in Washington? When the subject matter came around to what the biggest problem was in China. And the biggest problem in China are the Chinese people. The government is worried, very concerned about whether they can keep the lid on it, and they can't. They won't be able to because there's too many people over there. There's too much access to information now. There are too many Chinese traveling outside the country to do business. It can't last the way that they are doing
things. They also have internal disputes within the Chinese Communist Party around the middle of the Chinese Communist Party, and that's one of their other big worries.
I don't think that there's much freedom of information there as you think there might be. I think that there are people that travel out of the country.
Freedom of information, but
with Google actively working with the Chinese government because they want in and China, and the Chinese government says, we'll let you be here, but here are the rules, and you play by our rules.
Yeah, the Googlers those two guys, Sergey, what's the other guy's name? You look at them, their body language, they're bad dudes. They're not, I don't see them as good Americans. I see them as.
Well, they're in it for the cash.
Opportunists. Yeah, that's all. So,
Google will become a United States owned utility within the next decade, I predict.
Really?
What about the NBA? I mean, I think that is also an outrage, saying, we really have to support China because we have billions of dollars invested in China.
Because they're cowards, too.
They are.
To be fair to the NBA, it did change its stance. It did. It said it initially, but it did change its stance after the backlash. So you have to give that little bit of credit. But it's not just the NBA. Over Hong Kong, Marriott changed its website. China cracks down on all these companies, American and from other countries, if they recognize Hong Kong or Taiwan as independent countries, and then these companies change their websites.
Yeah, perfect. All right. As an aside, one of the things that we don't have in the top 10 this week is the status of the Boeing 737 MAX. I thought it was very interesting. Boeing made a big deal out of trying to get attention away from that by announcing this week they're going to launch the first test capsule up to the International Space Station. It's called the Starliner. and good. I mean, I'm happy they have them do all that, but boy, they're going to lay off. They've stopped making those planes. They have 400 of them sitting on the ground in Seattle and a couple of other airports out there because nobody's taking them because they can't fly them. I can't imagine this is going to help them in the future. It really, I mean, there's so much money there, but they have lost. They've written off already $8 billion in losses because of this. And people are in droves ordering the Airbuses, the single aisle. They're ordering lots of double aisle. The Airbus is a good single aisle plane. Nobody likes the double aisle Airbuses, so that's why the 787 and 777 do so well. But it's really pretty amazing how this thing is being booted around by this company and how these people have kept their jobs. Woof. All right.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd love to get your opinion. Do you think that Boeing is being truthful when they say, oh, no one will lose their job?
No. I think there are a lot of people there that should leave. Oh, you mean the 30,000 workers in the plant that make 737?
Yeah, the layoffs.
Well,
yeah.
What they're doing is they have a lot of people, especially the European carriers, have converted their orders from 737s into 787s and 777s. So they're changing, they're moving some of those people over to the other, to the assembly lines for the 787s become a very popular mid-range, wide-aisle plane. It's capable of doing about 7,000 miles, very economic, very comfortable plane. So they're making a lot of those. But the 737, I think you're going to see the 737 just go away. I don't think they can keep... they're going to have to come up with some other single aisle. They have wrought... The destruction that has come from this is because of their own greed. The first 737 hit the air in 1967. There is not another plane around by any other commercial aircraft manufacturer that was first flying in 1967. The 757s came after the 747 was developed and flew first in the late 60s. That's gone. The 757, which was introduced in the early 70s, that's gone. The 767 was introduced in the middle 70s. That's gone. So what you've got...
Okay, there's plane talk for you.
Yeah. But you always love
tune in next week for more airline talk.
Plane talk with pilot.
Okay. All right. Next up. Okay. The number four thing is the Obamacare. I talked about this on the DJV show, and it sort of landed like a thud. Nobody seemed to get the impact of this, but I see it's number four this week. The Medicare ruling, a huge part of it is unconstitutional. And that, because maybe of the debates and maybe the impeachment got lost in translation, but it is, as you said, Victoria, huge. Why do you say it's huge?
Well, it was the Fifth Circuit, which is a conservative circuit, but Fifth right. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the ACA's individual mandate is unconstitutional. But what the court didn't say is how much of the rest of the law should fall along with it. And what it did was it threw that question back to a lower court to think about. And that was Judge Reed O'Connor, who's a pretty conservative judge. And he said last year the individual mandate was unconstitutional since 2017.
Right.
There's
a law professor at Harvard that said the same thing. He said, I don't know how it's taken them this long to come up with this. Requiring people have health care is not constitutional. You can't require anybody to have anything like this. Good idea.
2017, let's remember that Congress split the mandate from the rest of the law. And so Congress does think that it can be split according to the friends of Obamacare. And the Fifth Circuit agreed with that and said that this judge had not given enough weight to that and said that he'd relied too much on the older history. So he'd gone back to 2010, they said. He'd not looked at the more recent rulings in 2017. So basically, we're back where we started. The mandate is a goner. We all know that. And the question now is the rest of the law. And we know it's going to go to the Supreme Court, which is a Trump Supreme Court. Mostly don't know about the Chief Justice who made the definitive ruling in the last Obamacare case. So we really don't know. A number of things could happen. But what is going to happen about pre-existing conditions? And that is a big piece, and that's very popular with voters.
45 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Consumer confidence in used vehicles is high. A recent Ally Financial survey conducted by the Harris Poll found nearly 70% of Americans would be likely to consider a used vehicle. Matt Arnold of Ally's auto team says that's due in part to advances in quality.
Automakers across the board are churning out higher quality new vehicles, and that has a very positive impact on the overall used vehicle market.
More than half said they would feel most comfortable buying from a dealership that sells new and used.
Some of the advantages of going to a local dealer are that you get to look, touch, and drive the vehicle. You can sit down, ask questions, and compare new and used vehicles.
But before you buy, Matt says do your homework.
Go online. Look at car and dealership reviews to help you get comfortable with not only who you buy from, but also the type of vehicle and features that meet your needs.
Matt says vehicle service contracts to help cover unexpected repairs and replacement parts can also provide peace of mind. For more tips, go to ally.com/auto. I'm Kendra Wright.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
It's Tucker. You want to repeat that? I think Richie's married to a wonderful lady who is Venezuelan.
Colombian.
No, she's Colombian. Excuse
Good
me.
Good Lord, man. Don't let her hear you say that.
I won't let her hear it. Tell Jan that I apologize. Yeah. Don't let her hear
Nothing
her
wrong
say
with Venezuelans. We have many Venezuelans.
Right. So anyway, the mother-in-law, I remember meeting when I think I met her the night I stayed at your house, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Anyway, she doesn't speak a lick of English. And so...
During the impeachment proceedings the other night when we were home watching on TV and the kids were in and out of the room, we were all watching, my mother-in-law, who is Hispanic, who voted for Obama the first time, cannot wait to support Trump in the election coming up. Mm-hmm. She is so upset with these whole shenanigans, and I just find it so interesting that a usually voting Democrat, Obama, she voted for Obama once, is as upset about these proceedings as the in-house right-winger that I am.
It's money. All right, so look at the people list here, and you'll see kind of the reflection of what you've just said in a manner of speaking. At number 10, Putin. Number 9 is Boris Johnson. Then the rest of the list, from 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, all of them, 1. I mean, Trump is number 1 as usual, but Pelosi, McConnell, Schiff, Kevin McCarthy, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. It's an embarrassment that we, in this country, and I hold the news media accountable for this. Victoria loves to argue that point with me. But the irresponsibility of the factless news media, the feckless and factless news media, isn't the news media at all. It's they want to run things. And their mindset is to, you know, and that's how they're being taught in a lot of these journalism schools. The impact of journalism is not facts, not the, I mean, the definition of the truth is lost, I think. It is on me with this bunch anyway. All right, thanks, Victoria and Rick and Richie for being here. This is the News Talk Roundup here at 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So I'm upset. I'm officially upset. Chuck Curry is here, our Movie Moments mogul, at 53 after the hour on the DJV show. The number, you know, I've said this. I've been talking about this actually off and on most of the morning, Chucker. How I think Star Wars is critic-proof. Having said that, I don't get even why Steven Spielberg has sort of gone off on it. Maybe he should write another, you know, Disney's going to be looking for more Star Wars themes, so let him write another, let him write a new script.
I'm sure they would fully embrace Spielberg if he said he wanted to direct a Star Wars. I'm sure they would welcome him with open arms.
Yeah.
If he wanted to do it.
So,
I think before I talk about the film, I think you bring up a good point. I do think further installments, whatever they do in the Star Wars universe, I think what they need to do is hire some of the big name directors in the industry that want to have their own unique vision and spin on on something a little bit different. And I think the fan that would keep the franchise healthy going forward. It is interesting.
As long as they use the music. As long as they use John Williams' music.
And he does a great score in this film. It is interesting though how a lot of the blog sites, movie blog sites are really ragging on this film in a very serious way.
Why? What are they saying?
They think it's a corporate. They think the overall movie is a corporate tool. They don't think it's a vision.
What?
Well, they just think Disney basically. This is what they think. They think J.J. Abrams, who I think is a really talented guy, who did Force Awakens. I love that film. They think basically Disney told him what to do and how to make this film to try to satisfy all parts of the audience. Having said that, this is what I would say. I don't think this new installment is great by any means, but it is consistently good throughout its running time. It has a very appealing cast.
It's a Star Wars movie, for God's sakes. It's like Indiana Jones or James Bond. You're going to get what you expect to get when you go to the theater. What the hell? People who are trying to chop it up and analyze this and that. Mm-hmm. It's a friggin' Star Wars movie.
But I'll tell you, in my opinion, the best part of this film is Daisy Ridley's Rey. She's all in. It's super cool to see a strong female hero at front and center. She delivers big time, very appealing, and when she's on screen, which is the entire running time, this movie is always interesting. They do, I'm not going to give away spoilers, but they do make a few creative choices that did surprise me. A couple big pluses, Billy Dee Williams returns as Lando Calrissian, and I got to tell you, Doug, this man looks fantastic. He's aged tremendously. He looks great.
He's got to be close to 80.
And he's very appealing, and he's very appealing.
Yeah. He's been in it from almost the beginning. He was on the Jimmy Kimmel thing the other night, and he looked old in person without the makeup on. He sounded a little tentative, but
he's in his 80s.
He's pushing 80. Is if he's not
he
older?
He is in his 80s, I believe.
Yeah. And
I give the movie a 7.8 out of 10.
I may not see it between now and when I talk to you on Monday. Yeah. But I will.
The thing that is bothering me a little bit
uh-huh. is that Ridley is out sort of politicking on the American, and she needs to shut up. I think, you agree or disagree?
I haven't seen it. I honestly don't have time to watch many interviews anymore. So I did not see that. I would say this. I saw this in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, and it got decent applause. But my buddy, who I do a podcast with, saw it in Indiana, and he said the crowd was rousing in their applause at the end. Really, basically, that's all you need to know. It'll have a good opening weekend. Well, your Star Wars and Christmas time, I think, go together very well, and it gives movie fans something to
All right, let me ask you this.
What
do they pay Abrams to direct a movie like that? What's that worth? 10?
I don't know. Oh, more than that. I'm gonna say he's got profit. He's going to make a back-end deal. Probably is going to make at least $25 million plus to do that.
All right, what's Ridley, the other two stars, Ridley and Boyega,
Good question. They might get them fairly cheap. I don't know. Maybe they probably get them both for under $3 million. Maybe her a little bit more. Him definitely under $3 million. Yeah.
All right, Cats. The headline in the USA Today is Cat Stays Out of the Litter Box. I haven't heard one person say a good thing about that movie yet.
We booked it at our theater in East Stroudsburg. I'm going to go see it sometime in the next week. I would probably say somewhat critic-proof, but when you're at under 20% in RottenTomatoes.com, people do read this stuff, Doug. This is the way.
See, I think Star Wars is critic-proof, but I wouldn't think Cats would be.
No, it won't be. No, it won't.
Bombshell. What do you read about Bombshell?
For the most part, good stuff. I think that'll find an adult-oriented. And I said I saw Richard Jewell the other day. I like that film a lot.
That's a good movie. All right, Chuck Curry is here, our Movie Moments man, on the DJV program, where it's 59 past the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.